Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. The good news about the lead cancer chelation link is kept quiet. Painfully quiet. Please make some noise by sending this info far and wide. These forgotten studies fundamentally change our understanding of cancer, even for the we have seen everything crowd in the alternative medical fields. Here are the key points. A. Elevated blood lead, PB, levels increased cancer mortality by 68%, and all-cause mortality by 46%. 1B, EDTA chelation reduced cancer mortality by 90%. 2C, out of 25,000 chelated patients, only one got cancer. 3D, lead, PB, is highly toxic, generates free radicals, increases oxidative stress, compromises the immune system, and reduces the level of glutathione. 4E, EDTA is best for the removal of lead from the body. Traditionally, IV chelation was the best choice, but overnight rectal suppositories are considered now to be superior due to the circadian rhythm, the slower absorption, the flexible, at-home application and the much lower cost. Also, our EDTA 1.0 suppository comes with Stop Reabsorb, a free bowel cleanse that strengthens our leading, number one position worldwide among the chelation choices. Lead poisoning has strong effects on the brain. In the bones, lead poisoning causes malfunction in the formation of blood and thus leukemias, anemias, lymphomas. All the tumors involving the hematopoietic system play a part. I treated 4 lymphoma patients over the last 10 years exclusively with DMPS asterisk injections. This was before I learned about all the other ways to chelate. Simply by chelating the heavy metals in this manner, all 4 were healed. And time and again I have been surprised to see that it doesn't catch on here, in spite of my showing these results before rather large national congresses. Drive. Klinghart, MD, citing one example of how heavy metals detoxification can heal cancer, in one of his German lectures held at the ETH Zurich, April 2003. Disclaimer and warning. Smart people can have their own conclusions. However, due to FDA regulations, we state here that the link between lead and cancer is unproven. Unless a large-scale, placebo-controlled study is done, the lead-cancer chelation relationships are only theoretical. Always follow your doctor's advice if you are sick. Oridex Inc. and its associates are not able or willing to provide any medical advice. Especially not for cancer patients. Why do we get cancer? We all have thousands of cancer cells in our bodies, but they die by apoptosis or programmed cell death before they could start an out-of-control growth. Typically, it takes about 4 to 5 years for a single cell to grow into a tumor of 1 centimeter. When your doctor could detect it with currently available tests and the words would be muttered, "You have cancer." At this stage, the 1 centimeter tumor has over 10 million cells. 3 key aspects trigger the growth of cancer. All toxic materials increase the incidence of genetic defects, cell mutation and altered gene expression, and increase the probability of cancer. The cumulative and synergistic effects, and this is what happens in all of us, as, on average, we all have 700 toxins, play a crucial role. Suggested. Chelation with EDTA, even mainstream medicine concludes that EDTA is the number one choice for the removal of lead. The younger a person was when the exposure to toxins happened, the higher is the probability of genetic defects which leads to tumor growth. Suggested. Healthy, living food and detoxification earlier in life. The Nobel laureate Otto Warburg hypothesized that in contrast to healthy cells which mainly generate energy by oxidative breakdown of pyruvate, tumor cells primarily generate energy by fermentation, by the non-oxidative breakdown of glucose. Suggested, healthy, living food, exercise, flavonoids, a higher level of vitamin C, D and extra oxygen. EMF radiation enhances the strength of the bond between the metals, including toxic metals, and proteins in metalloenzymes, hinders the normal functioning of apolipoprotein E, APOE, necessary for detoxification. Furthermore, cell phone frequencies double the histamine production of mast cells. EMF is cumulative over time. Suggested, exposure to EMF radiation should be minimized, and the metal load should be greatly reduced by EDTA chelation. Nutritional deficiencies due to leaky gut, occupied receptor sites when good minerals are replaced by a toxin, e.g. Mg is replaced by Hg, and growing nutritional imbalances can also lead to cancer. Suggested. Take your omega-3, increase ketone intake, coconut oil, detoxify, and eat a preferably organic, balanced and healthy diet. In a healthy body, a delicate balance is kept as the body protects itself from cells carrying genetic defects by driving the damaged, cancerous cells to commit suicide. The apoptosis fails in cancer cells when the mitochondria are damaged. A well-functioning mitochondrion is needed for cell suicide. BI-EDTA 1.0-15% off BI-FLAVIN 7 gold 15% OFF. What would I do if I had cancer? Every health professional is confronted with the big question, what should I do if I get cancer? I can't give any medical advice, but I could still share with you my game plan. First of all, I have no fear of cancer. I keep in mind that chelation reduced cancer death by 90% according to the famous Swiss study. The ratio is even better when only one chelated patient got cancer out of 25,000. I'm also aware of some leading researchers' notion that cancer has a fungal component. The Italian Dr. Simoncini lost his medical license and has been persecuted for his work with sodium bicarbonate or baking soda as a cancer treatment. Dr. Simoncini believes that cancer is caused by a fungus. Interestingly, EDTA beat antifungal drugs in a study, propelling it into the forefront whenever fungus or candida is an issue. Others believe that cancer is caused by bacteria or viruses. I believe that whenever toxins, including lead, are accumulated in every cell, including the immune cells, an imbalanced inner environment is created where either the adverse effects of the toxins, or through their immune-compromising effects that allow pathogens to flourish, the first tumor cells appear. I went through with the Oradex.com chelation detoxification program over many months, over 6 months. Then I waited for 6 months, and I had the chelation again with the EDTA 1000 mg. Suppositories for yet another 6 months. This double chelation benefits us who were kids when the leaded gasoline was not yet banned, who is 50 years old today. Compared to 500 years old skeletons, we have 1,000 times more lead in our bones today. It takes a couple of months for the lead to be released by the bones for chelation. I'm on a maintenance program now. I take one tox detox weekly, and I plan to keep it going for as long as I live. I have no medical problems, and I feel and act much younger than my peers. I try to eat organic, live food and try to exercise regularly, keep up my vitamins, minerals and vitamin D levels, and consume healthy fats. I refuse to eat margarine, one of the most damaging trans fat. If chemo were my past, I would take glutathione 1.5, 1,500 mg, for 3 to 6 months to get rid of residual chemo from my cells, including my immune cells to avoid getting secondary cancer, later on from chemo residues. Glutathione removes all toxins, including chemo. I continuously try to reduce the use of cell phone and wireless devices and sleep in a room where the level of radiation is low. A healthy, toxic-free immune system is far the best protection against cancer. If cancer still hits me in a hurry, I would switch to a ketogenic diet, combined with regular fasting mixed with green juicing. Plus, I would entirely stop eating sugar and bread. I would take flavonoids, the organic Flavin 7 Gold. From Hungary, where the Hungarian constitution states that GMOs can't be grown anywhere in the country, making Monsanto furious, is my favorite since I learned about a woman who fully reversed her lung cancer and 50 metastatic tumors across the body only by adding Flavin 7 Gold to her daily regimen. I believe that whenever Flavin 7 Gold is not effective, a couple of months detoxification can turn Flavin 7 around. This is true for most supplements and interventions that the lowering of cellular toxic load suddenly frees up the organs and cells to adequately respond. We just can't be oblivious to the fact that a toxic-laden cell is unable to utilize an otherwise powerful nutrient or respond forcefully to an intervention. Bacteria, especially living in biofilm communities, that is the preferred way how bacteria live in chronic conditions, can become more resistant to conventional or herbal antibiotics when the toxic levels are higher and/or due to EMF radiation. Flavonoids disrupt quorum sensing, the bacteria-to-bacteria communication, within the pathogenic biofilm communities. I readily admit that for a long time I didn't know how flavonoids really work against cancer. Now, I do. Feel free to skip the following part if science is not your favorite subject. Buy EDTA 1.0-15% off buy FLAVIN 7 gold 15% OFF target. Anti-apoptotic protein poly, ADP ribose polymerase, PARP, 14. It is known that tumor cells use glucose to generate the building blocks for rapid cancer growth. Also, glucose serves as a cell protector against cancer cell suicide. English researchers published in Nature Communications the breakthrough information that explains how cancer cells stimulate the overproduction of the protein known as PARP14, enabling them to use glucose to turbocharge their growth and override the natural check of cell death. Inhibiting or reducing levels of PARP14 in cancer cells starves them to death. 5. The best news is that by comparing cancer tissues biopsies from patients that have survived cancer to those that have died, levels of PARP14 are significantly higher in those patients that have died. This means that levels of PARP14 in cancer tissues could also predict the aggressiveness of the cancer and the chances of a patient's survival. Drugs, herbs, natural ingredients which could block the protein PARP14 could represent a significant revolution in cancer treatment. What's more, unlike traditional chemotherapy and radiotherapy, the use of a PARP14 inhibitors would only kill cancer cells and not healthy ones. As it happens, a study, published in Oncology Reports, confirmed that flavonoids induce inhibitory effects on the cancer-fueling protein PARP14. In addition to their antioxidant activity, flavonoids have been identified to have multiple beneficial health effects, including in the treatment of heart conditions, inflammation, and diabetes. Moreover, the role of the flavonoid potential in the anti-tumor effect and cancer prevention has been studied in various types of cancers. 6. The world is waking up. A very recent study, October 2017, states that environmental pollution, from filthy air to contaminated water, is killing more people every year, about 9 million, than all war and violence in the world. More than smoking, hunger or natural disasters. More than AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria combined. 7. Yes, there is hope. For women in childbearing years. As an old grandfather, I can tell you that you are absolutely privileged to carry in your body for 9 months the future of humanity. I ask you to consider doing a deep cellular detoxification, likely with Tox Detox, for about 6 months before you conceive a child. Actually, add a few more months, as you should stop doing detoxification a few months before conception. Do it now, since later on, it is not really feasible to do a proper detoxification when you breastfeed your baby and may become pregnant soon after with the next one. The reality is that there is no right time left for an in-depth detoxification once you start having babies. It's not the whiteness of your wedding gown that counts, it's the whiteness of your inner body. I cringe whenever I see a beautiful bride, knowing that she carries deadly toxins that will hinder or ruin her kid's life. And she is, most likely, totally ignorant of this fact. You carry right now 700 toxins, and you will dump half of them to your offspring, lowering his, her IQ and setting him, her up for failure, for being diagnosed with a neurodevelopmental condition or even diabetes or cancer in childhood. Once the already high toxic load in your child is further elevated by the toxic vaccines and unhealthy food, a tipping point is reached, and your child is labeled by having ADD, ADHD or autism. The lower the toxic load in your fetus, the smaller is the chance of your child being sick later on. I beg you to respect the sanctity and cleanliness of your womb, where God's miracle will create a new life that will likely be the most significant gift in your life. Your womb is the sanctuary for your most precious, beautiful baby for 9 long months. It cannot be filthy or toxic. Love your future child more by detoxifying now your baby's temple, your life-giving body. Starting life without a debilitating toxic burden, children are being born with 300 plus toxins today, is a unique blessing and shows a highly intelligent love rarely seen today. May you have wisdom and courage to do the best for your children now and in the future. May your husband support you and love your future offsprings as much as you do. Hope this helps. Dr. Thomas Genasi, founder and president Oridix.com. Buy EDTA 1.0 to 15% off. Buy FLAVIN 7 Gold 15% off. References. 1. Mark Lustberg, Ellen Silbergeld, Blood Lead Levels and Mortality, Arch Intern Med, Volume 162, November 25, 2002. Walter Bloomer, MD, and Elmer Cranton, MD. 90% Reduction in Cancer Mortality After Chelation Therapy with EDTA, Journal of Advancement in Medicine, Volume 2, Numbers 1/2, Spring-Summer 1989-3. Harold and Arlene Brecker, 40-something Forever, page 139. HealthSavers Press, 1992 4. Intestinal Absorption of Heavy Metals, Pharmacology of Intestinal Permeation IPP 543-565-5. PARP-14 promotes the Warburg effect in hepatocellular carcinoma by inhibiting JNK1-dependent PKM2 phosphorylation and activation 6. Natural and glucosyl flavonoids inhibit poly-ADP ribose polymerase activity and induce synthetic lethality in BRCA mutant cells 7. Study, pollution kills 9 million a year, costs $4.6 trillion. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.